Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Welcome in, everybody. It's Dave Plyer here on 720 WGN. Very happy you could join us. 312-981-7200. You can call, you can text anytime throughout the show. So, got a big show for you tonight. Chief O'Neill's is going to be in here. We're going to talk a little bit about their St. Patrick's Day happenings. That's like starting now, quite frankly. Gary Stern from Stern Pinball. There's a big championship series happening next weekend. We'll be talking about that. We've also got Kevin Cronin from REO Speedwagon, History with Dave Schwann, and so much more. But first, Chief O'Neill's has been named one of the top Irish pubs in the world. It's a Chicago neighborhood staple. Their live music and classic Irish fare with a modern twist. Their annual St. Patrick's Day week-long celebration. Their Friday night fish fry along with fantastic weekend brunches keeps locals coming back. And today, proprietors Brendan and Siobhan McKinney, along with the music of Pauline Keneally and Jared Carey, join us live in studio. Hello, everybody.
Well, hello. What's happy St. Patrick's Day. Yes.
Yeah. No, I just asked. You know, you're probably going back to the bar tonight because you got work to do.
Correct.
And it's a week. It's a 2 week long celebration.
You bet. In fact, just so you listeners have time to decide, tomorrow night we're kicking off a almost sold out concert with John Williams and
John Williams from WGN. Is he doing some
stuff on the side? Stuff on the side.
Really? Guy. Not the GN guy.
He needs the money. He needs the money.
And Jimmy Keane. We're kicking off our St. Patrick's Day Music Festival awesome. Tomorrow. So a few tickets left.
For the Mighty Squeeze. There are two accordion and concertina.
World-renowned mega, champions, yes.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's a fun time, a fun time. So
21 years in.
We are.
You still guys having a good time?
Yeah. Oh. And we still look great.
You still look fabulous, yes.
Thank God we're on radio.
We took a picture. For Brendan and I, we turned on the lights a little bit for the podcast photo. You know, that happens. First, your place, and you know, for those who are not familiar with Chief O'Neill's, tell us about the legacy of the chief.
Well, Chief O'Neill, he was the chief of police at the turn of the century in Chicago. Had a stellar police career of, you know, devoted to stopping corruption within Chicago politics and policing.
Did that last?
It did. He actually he did pretty darn well with it. But our interest in him really is being. Irish music being an oral tradition, there was a lot of immigration, and the music was disappearing as people dispersed out of Ireland and through all over the world, and never had really been written out so much. So he wrote the largest anthology of the Irish traditional music and published it at his personal expense, and he's kind of regarded as the savior of the diaspora, really.
Which is wild to me, because we're only talking 120 years ago, and none of this stuff was documented anywhere.
Well, and you know, you got
to speak of.
Well, you have to remember too, like wax cylinder recordings. I mean, that's still, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, all that technology is somewhat fresh.
It is, yeah. Actually, the cylinders. I have a cylinder. I've got a bunch of cylinders and a machine as well. I can't believe they've lasted 120 years. I mean, they're still in pretty good shape.
They don't build them like that anymore, Dave.
They don't build them like that anymore. They absolutely don't. So St. Patrick's Day, it's really starting now. I mean, you can celebrate right now. And you said tomorrow is a big concert.
A big concert, yes, exactly. There are six tickets left. And if anybody wants to call the pub, 773 Ireland, we can take them on walk-ups. But the brown paper tickets have been discontinued. But it's a fantastic performance. It's a third year in a row, the Mighty Squeeze. It's something not to be missed, for sure.
Awesome. We're talking to the folks at Chief O'Neill's as we preview the double week-long celebration of St. Patrick's Day. And, of course, it's on a Tuesday this year, which do you consider that like a good day to have it? I know Fridays and Saturdays might be great, but then you're leading a lot more up to St. Patrick's Day, right?
Yes, exactly. So we get two bangs for our buck.
Yeah,
we do.
Yeah, right. Wow.
So a big parade on the Saturday, and then Sunday, of course, is a massive day as well. We also have entertainment Monday, and then Tuesday.
Oh, yes. Sure, we're starting Friday. We Rory Makeham, famed son of Tommy Makeham, a lovely fellow, a great entertainer. He's going to be playing on Friday night.
And the Trinity Academy of Irish Dancing will be playing as well.
Yes. Of course.
So come on in. We'll have our massive tent erected in the garden. It seats 400. So plenty of room for everybody. Plenty of room to be kicking your legs up and dancing those jigs and reels.
Cool. We're going to talk about the details of that, and we're going to listen to a little music from Chicago Reel, who will be performing there as well. We're talking to Siobhan and Brendan McKinney, the proprietors of Chief O'Neill's, 3471 North Elston in Chicago. And there's more when we come back on 720 WGN. Day player on 720 WGN. That was Amazing Sounds of Chicago Reel, Pauline Keneally, Jared Carey. We're also talking to Siobhan and Brendan McKinney, proprietors of Chief O'Neill's, 3471 North Elston in Chicago. Big St. Patrick's Day celebrations coming up. So the food at your place, we're talking a little bit about St. Patrick's Day, but you've got some amazing dinners there that I've had. And let's talk a little bit about the menu that you guys have.
Well, you know, we've been featuring the Irish favorites for the past 21 years, and the stuff that keeps them coming back. That's right. The shepherd's pie with a little bit of veal to just make it buttery and so yummy and good. And
you bought quite a nice spread for everybody. So
yeah,
that was very
we brought
nice.
All kinds of for all
steak
the lads.
Steak and Guinness pie.
Steak and Guinness pie, yeah.
I'll have that at 12:01. Well, I'm a good Catholic boy. I got to refrain.
Of course,
but yes.
The corned beef dinner, you can't pass that up.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, slow-cured, house-cured corned beef. And what else would we bring in there? We brought you...
Reuben sandwiches, bangers and mash. Well, we can keep going.
Yeah. What's your favorite? Like, if you had to call out your favorite, Siobhan?
Well, I actually like our salmon dinner.
Yeah.
So I that's one of my favorites. But we have daily fish. So we're currently featuring a sea bass, which is delightful.
Chilean sea bass with a trilogy of sauces. It's just phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Phenomenal.
And you got a weekend brunch, and that's always a lot of fun. So it's every Saturday and Sunday. Talk a little bit about that.
Sure. Yeah, the brunch is fantastic. Every Saturday and Sunday, 10 until 2, and come hungry and get ready for the after brunch food coma and kind of just let the rest of the day relax. Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
For brunch, we definitely recommend reservations. Usually Sunday, it's always sold out, so it's hard to turn people away. So Saturday, we just started a year ago, so it's a little bit more relaxed. So if you want to try it out, come on Saturday, but Sunday, definitely have a reservation.
And we also have all you care to drink
bottomless mimosas
and Bloody Marys, and you can change lanes. So if you start with a Bloody and you say, you know what, I want to go to a I want to go to Mimosa.
You can do that.
That's
okay. You can shift.
And sometimes we allow changing lanes without indication.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, yeah.
Gotcha.
Our Bloodies are with Callic Irish vodka, Ireland's only peated vodka, so it's definitely a treat, yes.
So next Saturday and Sunday now, you know, Dying of the River, the big celebration. So what do you open in the morning, and what is the festivities like all day?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're open at 7 a.m. Kicking off everything at 8 a.m. with, we have a leprechaun breakfast. All the kids come in. We do a lot of things for family oriented in the morning.
Nice.
The Shepherd School of Music kick off at 8 a.m. Face painting, balloons, you name it. So, and then right around 2 o'clock, that all fizzles down, and then the serious people come in from the parade. And then, but there's live entertainment all day. Every 2 hours, there's a different band.
Nice.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Uber's always available.
Of course.
Oh,
yeah. Or sleepovers.
Or sleepovers.
Little whiskey on the cornflakes, you know?
Friday night fish fry, especially those who are Catholic and do the meatless Fridays. That's a big deal. Pope said, no fake meat crap, so you can get the authentic fish fry there. It is so fabulous.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's made it's fresh cod, and we fry it up all day, and actually just had quite a great group in this
Did
evening.
You? Nice.
For yes. it, yeah.
And it's all you care to eat, actually, on Fridays during Lent.
That's great.
Yes.
That's great. You know, I even bring my priest there. I mean, that's
yes,
a big
I know.
Deal.
I
yes.
said, yeah.
It's a tradition.
Yes.
A little bit about the cocktails. Top 10 Irish pub in the world, voted best pint of Guinness in America. You know, that's an art all unto itself, isn't it?
It is. And we take great pride and care to make sure that every pint is as good as the last.
Yeah, but I mean, that's a big...
No, it is. Yeah. And it's keeping the lines clean and making sure everybody knows the correct three-pull pour that we go through three-step pour to get the Guinness to look right. And, of course, the Shamrock on top.
That's yeah, right.
Just, yeah, yeah. You know, just to kind of present it.
Really Irish up.
I like yeah. that. Yes, I like that. I like that. West Cork, tell me about this whiskey, this bourbon that you're featuring. That's kind of unique and connected to Chief O'Neill's.
It is connected, yeah. Chief O'Neill was from West Cork. Cork and Treblane, and the West Cork Distilleries is now the largest wholly owned Irish distillery in Ireland left, and they're making some really fine spirits, and we brought a couple that we can taste. We mm-hmm. brought a bourbon cask and expression, and we brought the 10-year, and it's really solid single malt, really, really well-crafted Irish whiskey.
Nice.
Yeah, really nice. Is fantastic.
And I mean, your selection of whiskey in general is spectacular, and we'll talk about your spirits festival that you do. What am I drinking here?
Oh, so...
I know, it's, you know, I hate bringing... So I normally don't bring food and beverage on the air because everybody on the air is like, okay, what do you... I can't see you. I can't, you know, I'm going to hear you swallow, but I can at least... Yes, yeah. I can at least tell the folks what we're doing. So what is this fabulous cocktail here?
So that is a Fire From Home, and all of our craft cocktails
favorite.
At Chief O'Neill's are named after the tunes that he collected, and this tune is neat. Fire From Home,
right. Yeah.
And so is the cocktail. It's a bullet bourbon, Dom Benedictine, some cognac, and a little bit of bitters, and then a little more different type of Pechard bitters, and comes with a Luxardo cherry.
Of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean,
of
come
course.
On, that's decadent. And, of course, a fresh Florida orange slice. You can't go
nice.
Wrong.
Yeah, it's fabulous. It's my favorite. I know
oh, yeah.
it's my favorite for sure. Music and entertainment is just as important. We were listening to Chicago Reel coming in. Pauline and Jer, talk to us a little bit about the music and when you two started playing together.
Well, hello there again.
Hello.
We started playing together possibly, I think, 28 years ago.
Wow.
Is that right, Jerry?
Okay.
Yeah. I was 7.
Okay. nice.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
A
I like
bit
that.
Of creative math.
And so from that day till this, we've been playing traditional Irish music all over the country. We've done festivals in New York, Boston, throughout the Midwest, and a lot of places in Chicago. But most importantly, the most beautiful place in the city to do an Irish concert is actually Chief O'Neill's. Mm. And they draw a huge crowd, and it's
really
a pin drop in the back room, yeah. So, and upstairs also. So we've been playing there for many years.
Yeah. We love Chief O'Neill's. It's a great venue to play in. Sounds great, you know, great acoustics in there, and people come there actually really enjoy traditional Irish music. It's a treat to play there. Yeah.
You both play since you were kids? Like, when did you start?
I grew up playing my whole life.
Yeah, is that right?
So we're very young, yeah.
Okay. And you're from here?
I was actually born.
Sure.
I said, I was telling my producer all their accents are fake. This is just for radio, for God's sake.
They're from Berwyn.
They're from Berwyn.
Romania.
From Romania. Okay. And how about you, Jer?
County Clare, Ireland.
Okay.
Moved over here in the mid-80s.
All right.
Yeah.
And Siobhan and Brendan, tell me your story again.
Yeah. I'm from County Kerry.
Okay.
The kingdom, of course. Sorry, Jer. Yeah, the kingdom.
Wow.
And, but yeah, I've been here 30 years and loving Chicago. It's my home away from home now. So
you're born practically here.
You could, exactly. Mm-hmm. I'm the Yank now when I go home. The Yank.
The yeah. Yank, yes, yes.
And I'm from County Wayne in the great state of Michigan.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Where did you two meet?
We actually met playing music at Milwaukee Irish Fest.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, I love those festivals up there. There's a lot of fun.
So, yeah. It was,
wow.
Yeah.
Before or after a couple beers?
Well, how much time do we have?
That's awesome. Awesome. Speaking of spirits, so you do this Irish Spirits Festival. We'll have you back for that. You do it every June, or you just started this, actually.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun last year. Tell us a little bit about that, because the tickets go on sale tomorrow.
Yes, exactly. What we did last year is in the month of March, we did a whiskey festival. And then in Juniper, we did the gin festival. So we thought we'd combine it. And this next year, we're doing just the Irish. And we're bringing all of the spirits
together.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't think gin when you think Irish, and it is so fabulous. Yeah. I mean, just the floral and the, just the bouquet. Yeah. I was shocked. And you're a gin person.
Yes, I am. Yes. Yeah. And in fact, another shocking factor is that gin actually outsold Irish whiskey last year in Ireland.
Really?
Yep. Yes, gin was the outsold whiskey. So a lot of fantastic gins coming out of Ireland now. So we have all of the Glendalough gins. You have the Garnish Island gins.
Gunpowder.
Gunpowder gin is very, Dingle gin, of course, which is one of my favorite, which is in Kerry, of course. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. So all of the distilleries now are making their own gins.
And they have lovely botanicals because they actually go out and everything is organic because it's just there and they go out and pick it.
It's not your grandfather's gin.
No, it's not.
I mean, not at all.
No, it's very complex. Very sophisticated, yeah.
And the vodka you were mentioning earlier, what was that again that you were mentioning?
The Calic vodka, yes. It's Ireland's only peated vodka.
It's world's only peated vodka. So they, like they would do with Scotch, where they'd peat it and they'd roast over peat fire. They do that for process with the grain for distilling the vodka.
Well, I'm telling you, this is very cool. I mean, this all starts, obviously, you can go this weekend, celebrate St. Patrick's Day. It really doesn't matter. This is starting now.
Yeah.
But for more details, first of all, Chief O'Neill's is located 3471 North Elston in Chicago. And for more information on all the activities, music, entertainment, and more, you can go to Chief O'Neill's Pub. Thank you, everybody, for being here.
Thanks for having us.
And we'll have a toast before you go.
Oh, yes,
cheer,
at least one.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
All right. Yeah, same to you. It's 720 WGN.